Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Been a quick 2 hours. We're going to have fun in hour three here on a Sports Saturday on The Fan. Steve Zabin with you. Capable Ben Strober behind the board. By the way, he does Locked On Wizards. For those of you that want to really hone in on this two-win basketball team right now, nobody has them covered quite like Ben. You're in the trenches, my man. You are there.
We're getting through it.
Yes. Last night, the Lakers' special cup court was deemed to be unplayable, they say. Too slippery. In addition to being completely ugly, these cup courts are some of them are too slippery. Shocker, that is. What are you going to do? The players, I'll give the players credit. They seem to be really into making Vegas and making this in-season tournament. So for those of us that sort of mocked it, the players have bought in. Hell, it's a trip to Vegas. Can you blame them? All right, let's talk some football. By the way, we're at halftime, still 17-9. Ohio State leads Michigan. It is snow flurrying, and Urban Meyer looks absolutely freezing on the set on Fox, despite his fabulous hair. What happened last night in Philly? For more on that, it's my pleasure to welcome on Sean Salisbury at Sean Unfiltered on Twitter, or X, formerly of Sports Talk 790 in Houston. He currently does a YouTube show called Unpaved, which is excellent, and he and I used to work together a while back. Sean, great to connect again, my friend. How are you?
Well, Zabe, I'm doing great. It's good to be on with you, brother. Always,
yes.
You know that, and I'm glad I get a chance to talk with you.
Thank you. What did you see in Philly last night? And I'm leaving that purposely vague because I'm curious as to what's first on your list.
Well, I one part I find funny, and I love the passion of Philadelphia fan, the fan base in all sports. I do. You know, you're a former Super Bowl champ or the reigning Super Bowl champ. You are in first place with a chance still at home field advantage throughout, and you get booed every series that you got to punt and the rest of it. I love how accountable fans hold them. I was shocked, Zabe, last night. On my show during the week, I said, I'll be really surprised if Philadelphia doesn't come in after Dallas embarrassed them. This, you know, what on Sunday, Dallas embarrassed them, a rival team against a defense that's not very good in Dallas, and then you give up a three-touchdown lead and get beat. So I expected them to play with their hair on fire and a little pissed. And I was actually shocked at how, I don't know if lethargic or lack of energy. I saw two series. And the series, ironically, were coming off where they did a little bit of everything. Barkley got involved. It was in the 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then the last drive to try and get them down and give them a chance to put themselves in position to have a one-score game. So other than that, I didn't see a lot of energy from a team who has good personnel, who we know the questions about them offensively in the pass game, and that they gave up too much in the second half defensively against the Cowboys. So I was shocked, number one. And then number two, just their lack of execution. And I'm surprised at why they don't, you know, get Hurts on the move a little bit more. Both of those teams in that game on Thursday when they use the quarterback and allowing the quarterback to be involved using being two-dimensional, both of them's energy was the same. I was actually surprised at how Philadelphia, and we know Caleb Williams is great off schedule throwing the football, but both teams are better when you instill both the passing and run with the quarterback. I don't think Philadelphia is doing enough of it. You saw on that drive they went down and scored when he threw the back shoulder throw for the touchdown to AJ that they had a little bit of everything going on. The lack of energy shocked me for a team that was embarrassed against the Cowboys.
Yeah. For the Bears in Chicago, they're delirious. They're 9-3. They love Ben Johnson. He went shirtless in the locker room.
Yeah.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest till the good gets better, the better gets best, and all the players are in on it, and they're chanting and everything. I love those videos from the locker room. But they had two running backs yesterday go for over 100 yards. Menungai went for 130. Swift went for 125. Here's a fun little fact, a little bar bet winner for you. The last time the Bears had two running backs, not a running back and a quarterback, but two running backs over 100 yards. Care to guess when that last time was and who were the running backs?
I'm going to say it was, I'm thinking between now and then, it's probably some surprising stat, but I'm going to go back to when their team was winning on defense and they ran it a lot with Peyton and Sui. I would think that would probably be, that's the one that comes to my mind, but there's probably somebody in between.
No, it's ding, ding, ding. 1985, Walter Payton and Matt Sui, the last duo of running backs to go for over 100 yards. And Matt Sui going for over 100 yards must have been some kind of day.
I was going to say, that's a shock because Matt was usually opening holes and knocking the hell out of somebody for Payton and protecting the quarterback on chips on the way out. Real quick about that, Zabe, the dominance at the line of scrimmage, that's another – and I was shocked at Sirianni's decision to go for – I really was.
Let me get you to weigh in on the going for two versus not.
The running game, the way they dominated the line of scrimmage, when the Eagles are at their best, they're dominating both the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage, and they're not doing both right now. And I know I'm not having Lane Johnson, but I was shocked at how easy and physically manhandled Philadelphia was by the Chicago Bears offensive line.
Okay, so you would have gone for the extra point to stay in touch, to be lurking at 8, not to roll the dice on the whole game by going for two right away.
Yeah, Zabe, listen, I'm just thinking, and I'm not a big analyst. I mean, I know that analytics, looking at the card matter in football and baseball, and it's in football, it's just tendencies. Okay, if you play cover two 80% of the time in the red zone, and I'm an offensive coordinator, I'd be an idiot not to call a cover two beater, and then we'll adjust on the other 20%. Same thing here. Well, I get feel, and I know they scored. Maybe you're thinking momentum. But the obvious thing here is, number one, look at the tenet of the game. You were getting dominated at the line of scrimmage. Why not go and score as you look at the clock? And I know timeouts and two-minute warning. But go kick the extra point, and then you're not automatically taking me out psychologically and mentally if we don't get it. Now I know I got two scores, and it's going to change the way not only I call a game, but the way I defend it on defense as well. Why not kick the PAT, get to within eight, and then the whole psyche of the mindset not only changes for your side of the ball, but it also changes for how they, the Chicago Bears, have to approach their side of the ball, knowing it's a one score, meaning you go down and now you can go for two. What you did there was you kind of just zapped the energy. So why not go with the logic, kick it, let's get a stop, and now the whole momentum of a football game or the thought process changes. I thought it was dumb. I think Nick Sirianni's extremely bright, and obviously he's been to two Super Bowls and got his while he's been there. But I was actually shocked that you literally control what you can control. By not getting that, you literally now took the energy right out of your team, knowing in a short period of time with a team that's dominated running the football that you weren't going to see it two more times to have a chance to win that game.
Yeah. Hell, keep some people from leaving the stadium by going for one to keep within reach. If nothing else, you could do that. Sean Salisbury joins us. You can follow him on YouTube. Unpaved is his show every day. Let me ask this. Are the Chiefs, Sean, out of phase right now, or are they headed for kind of a reset after such a long run of dominance?
Yeah, when we say unprecedented, it's not unprecedented because we saw the New England Patriots, but there's not many teams do what they've done, you know, the last decade. And I don't think, when I look at the team speed on the perimeter when Rice and Worthy are playing, Mahomes is still Mahomes and Andy Reid. I know Kelsey's getting a little older. I mean, it's amazing the hunger factor that stays involved when you got a bunch of jewelry on your fingers. I don't think it's the fact that they're bad. I think that the competition has gone up. Quarterback play the execution, how to defend them, because they love to screen and do a lot. And if they're not running the football consistently, which they don't, they're counting on their horizontal game to be an extension of it. But they just don't make as many plays on both sides of the ball. Now, are they capable? Yes, but Chris Jones hasn't had the same type of year. So I don't think it's a full retool or a fire sale. When you got a head coach like Andy Reid, and this sometimes can kick you in the teeth and make you realize, okay, how do we reset without having to retool everything and completely empty the cupboard? There's nothing bare about it. You got the quarterback and the head coach. You've got two wide receivers that are young and explosive. I think they need more playmakers offensively. I think they need to get back to the offensive line, getting push at the line of scrimmage, because Mahomes is play action, and they've got that at their disposal. They're different. But people are recognizing if you don't let the quarterback beat you 15 on and off schedule, you got a chance. And people are moving the football against them, and they're in a competitive division. Even though the Raiders aren't very good, Denver's getting better. We know the Chargers are going to continue to be better. So I don't think you need a fire sale. They're about three players away from being a team and execution, 6-8 plays a game, to being right back in it. And obviously they will disrupt the playoff picture going forward, but that loss against the Dallas Cowboys will be devastating because they had a lot to overcome. They're not winning the division. They're going to need some help from their friends, but I wouldn't call it a full revamp. But they can retool just like good teams do. They need to get more physical at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a resale. It's not a fire sale. It's not a teardown. It's just a reset. That's all. I look at the Rams, Sean, and I'm like, somebody made the point. They go, look, they traded all these picks, and they went and got Stafford, and they didn't have any number ones, and then they won the Super Bowl, and then they had a little dip, but then, boom, they hit the plunger. They've reset now. And they're back and cooking again, thanks in part to Puka Nacua and some free agents. So that's what I'm looking at with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Am I looking at the same thing with the Bills? Are we headed for a reset with them?
I think, and real quick about the Rams, think about it, and you mentioned a great point, Zay, that they didn't stay down long. It was immediate. And we say, well, why are you getting rid of Cooper Kupp? He won the Triple Crown, 3 years ago? Well, look at the guy we got replacing him. And they develop players. There's an energy, and Stafford's playing – great quarterback play equal you have a chance, and then their front seven is crushing people. They are really friggin' good. As far as Buffalo goes, Dave, I had them go in the Super Bowl and win it. I think I had them winning it this year against it might have been the Rams. I can't remember who I picked in the NFC, but I wrote it down. I just don't have it in front of me. I do know this. The Rams can still win if Stafford plays average to good. There's not a lot of teams in the league that can play average or below average quarterback play and still win. The Rams have proven they can't. Buffalo's one that can't. As much as I love them, if Cook is going well but the quarterback's not using two dimensions, they're not going to win. They're not great. And so when they have to play like that, when Josh Allen is playing Superman, they can beat anybody. So as far as they need players. Their weapons. I was actually shocked at the trade before the trade deadline that they didn't go out and get more weapons, Josh Allen. You can't continue to ask the guy to dress in a phone booth with as much as he runs, as many hits as he's going to take to keep doing that. This is a team that they will be out early if Josh Allen has an average game. I'm being serious. They just will. If he plays great, look out. They can roll through it, but we haven't seen that yet. Even when he has played great and their best, I would expect that Buffalo, I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. I do think New England's the best team in the division, and I think New England's as good as there is in the AFC because they're playing better with less personnel. But they're executing. Josh Allen has to play fantastic for them to go where they want to go. I don't think we're going to see them in February unless Josh Allen has a Joe Flacco plus feat, like when they won 11 touchdowns, no picks. That's what they're going to have to do. They rely on him so much. They need some help this offseason. I expect them to be active.
All right, that brings me to the Drake May question. Is he the truth?
Times two. I think he's the best spinner. I think he's the best spinner of the football. Not name the guy out in L.A., Matt Stafford. I'm just talking about pocket. Zay, you're never winning a Super Bowl. And I guess using the term never may be much, but always a never in sports. But you're not going to win one to most of my calculations unless you are a pocket thrower, on-time accurate first, and then an escape guy second. Escape guys first are that are looking first guys out there, let me take off and use my feet that quick. Those guys somehow get eliminated. Take a look. We don't have Drake May's athletic to do that. Stafford can too, but they live throwing on time with accuracy and understanding pre and post snap reads. Look what Jaden did last year in Washington. same thing. Now they've been banged up, but he can kill you with his feet and don't take those hits, but so accurate on time from the pocket, he's going to grow into something special. He already is. So, yes, I do believe New England's real, and they're doing it. Name me, if you went around and asked 100 people, who are the weapons in New England? I know they'll say Stephon Diggs, but Zay, they're not going to be able to roll through a ton of them. And Vrabel is such a friggin' good coach, and he's maximizing the building. Drake May, from that pocket, on time, throwing it. Wait till he learns how to play. He is really, really special. I do think they're real. And I think the AFC, while deep, I don't think it's top-heavy great this year. I actually think that this team could represent as we go deep into the playoffs, and Drake May is a big reason for it.
Yeah. The way May is willing to swim upstream into chaos in the pocket is like you watch that and you go, oh, this guy's got some stones in him. And then once he's through those tight crevices, he's climbing the pocket through tight crevices, he delivers on the nose.
You're so right. There's a lot of east and west escape guys. He's a reset. Eyes are always up. Such a great point. Manipulating the pocket and climbing when necessary. His head stays. You got to be able to feel pass rush, see coverage. And right now, his feel for the pocket reminds me of Joe Burrow early in his career. He's well ahead of his time. He gets it, and he can deliver it. And you're right. The way you gain respect is by standing in the pocket, willing to take a hit and deliver the ball, which is allowing him to get through his progressions. He's a fun watch.
All right, Sean, we appreciate your time on a Saturday. Back to Ohio State, Michigan for you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Zabe, I love you, brother. You keep killing it, man. You're as good as we got in the country. Thank you, my man.
Sean Salisbury, long time, formerly of ESPN, is pretty much considered one of the deans of sports radio in Houston. Recently had his show end on Sports Talk 790, but you can find him now on YouTube with his show Unpaved. Got my friend Darren Revell coming up later on this hour on the collectibles front. There's some fascinating things going on with collectibles in sports and memorabilia and signed items and more. It's not what I generally traffic in, but I can tell you my fascination with it is pretty much never ending. So we'll talk to Darren about that. Keep our one eye on Ohio State, Michigan. Still Ohio State 17-9 leading in the snow flurries. As we progress through the third quarter, we'll keep you posted on that until we're done at 3 o'clock. You are listening to Sports Saturday on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coach has gathered at Atlanta. The news conference is ready to start. As they conduct their microphone checks, we will go down there live for Les Miles.
There was misinformation on ESPN, and I think it's imperative that I straighten it out. I'm the head coach at LSU. I will be the head coach at LSU. I have no interest in talking to anybody else. I got a championship game to play. And I'm excited about the opportunity of my damn strong football team to play in it. And it's really all I'd like to say. It was unfortunate that I had to address my team with this information this morning. But that being done, I think we'll be ready to play. There'll be no questions from me. I represent me in this issue. Please ask me after. I'm busy. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That was 2007, and for those that don't know, that was the Mad Hatter, Les Miles. So as we sit here waiting for the white smoke on Lane Kiffin down at Ole Miss, with LSU now playing the role of the other woman, so to speak, trying to steal him away. Just remember, LSU was the one worried about having their guy poached to go back to Michigan. Which he did not go back to Michigan after that infamous, have a good day, have a great day, with his arm pointing like that. They did beat Tennessee in the SEC championship game, and they ended up in the BCS championship game, and they beat Ohio State for a national title. That was in 2007. Les Miles would fizzle out at LSU with things kind of cratering. After 2011, there was a lot of games that were forfeited because of cheating. If you look in the Wikipedia entry, you're like, wait, what happened in 2012? LSU was 0-3 and 0-2. Yes, because they had their wins vacated due to NCAA violations. Eventually fired in 2016. Landed at Kansas 3 years later for 2 years, 2019 and 2020, but then put on administrative leave and dismissed at Kansas for apparently inappropriate relations with female undergrads, according to an inquiry. What that means exactly, nobody knows. But Les Miles was amazing because he would pull the dumbest stuff all the time. He had some of the worst tactics and strategy and game management ever. And yet, it seemed like time after time, he would somehow land on his feet, amazingly enough, and win games. And he was funny in the way he conducted himself. Ohio State has just scored again, Benny Boy. Did you see that? 24-9 as the Buckeyes are starting to pull away as the snow picks up in Ann Arbor. Too much talent, too much focus this time. It looks like the Buckeyes will get their pound of flesh and their revenge on their way to meet Indiana in the Big Ten championship game, and then we set the bracket for the college football playoff. Coming up, Darren Revelle from Collect Media is next. You're listening to Sports Saturday.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're in a toy store and you see a guy, maybe a creepy middle-aged guy with a small scale, and he is putting packs of Pokemon cards on the scale, yeah, that's a thing now, apparently. Our next guest can give me up to speed on this, but when I saw it, I said, oh my God. Darren Revelle joins us now from Collect, the premier collectible media site by collectors and for collectors. They also consult with leagues, teams, and brands. Good afternoon, Darren. Thank you for your time today. Weighing Pokemon cards. What has the world come to?
Yeah, well, you got to find out if it's got a heavy insert. You know, I mean, you might as well, if the packs are single, you know, don't blame the guy. I mean, I would never do it, but yes, it's apparently a guy was caught with a mini scale at Walmart, a adult man.
And how much difference? So the premier card is made of a special material that's a tiny bit heavier, and that's
yes,
detectable
yes,
by
no,
a very...
Now, bringing a scale is one thing. Knowing the exact weights on a card that is valuable and a card that, you know, an insert is, that's next level. I'm sure this guy had some sort of Excel spreadsheet.
Wow. Well, look, if people don't get into card collecting in a casual way, do they, Darren? If you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah, I think what's changed a little bit is that I think we now live in a degenerate economy. My kid, who's into cards, basically, I saw him go through a pack today, and it's like he's not looking at anything other than, is it a one-of-one, one-of-ten, gold foil, right? If it's a base card, right? The only thing that we had as kids were base cards, right? There was no inserts. I mean, we were happy when we got a Diamond King or a rated rookie. You know, these kids want, you know, things that are very limited. And they talk a lot about, it's a lot about money. It's a lot about money, yeah. which sometimes I lament, because when it's always about money, are you really buying what you like? Someone asked my son the other day what the best card he had is. And he said, $800. And I'm like, that's not the answer to the question. He didn't ask you what the most valuable was. He said, what's your best card?
Best. The one that means the most to you.
Right.
Not the one that costs the most, because that's what the collection, that's right, what the hobby is supposed to be about. But
so it's a very interesting time. It's a very interesting time. I think, like us, you know, I think kids have learned about business through it. But have you heard about these digital packs? Saved.
No. What's a digital pack?
Okay. So there are, this is going to blow your mind. So there are companies called, one's Courtyard, one's Arena Club, and they actually have the physical cards on hand. So just think about them having the cards at their headquarters. Okay.
Okay.
You buy a pack and they show you what cards you got. Now, if you don't if you like them, you can get them sent to you. If not, you can then have them digitally displayed, right, in your collection online, or you could return them immediately. And you could return them immediately at 80% of the cost of what
and
you
roll
just
again.
Paid for the pack.
And so then you roll again. You're like, I don't like those cards. Roll again. I know
Correct.
I'm paying a 20%
tax. But here's the difference. Here's what makes this work more and why these guys are doing 75 to 100 million a month. The reason why it works more is because now we're living in the gambling world. And gamblers say, well, it's a zero-sum game, right? If I lose, it's zero. So the fact that it's only costing me 20%, that's a whole lot different than gambling. When I lose, I lose. So then you roll again, and maybe you'll get it tells you the value of the card you got. So you buy a $25 pack, and you get a $32. You might not like it, whatever it is. But anyway, these companies are selling. Now, they have a checklist, but once you put that card back, the next person, your neighbor who's doing it, he's going to get the same card. So you're selling the same card 20 times a day.
How is it even legal?
Good question.
Yes, it is.
I wish I had thought of myself. I don't know if it's legal. It's just that it's not regulated. It's not regulated, and, you know, we're at this point. How is Kalshi legal? I mean,
they're coming after Kalshi hard right now.
But, the first time I go, let me try this thing. I want to bet against Bitcoin. And I try it, and I win when Bitcoin goes under 90. And I'm like, wait, we haven't settled yet. It said it would be settled at the end of the day. Well, you can't do that. That's not
right,
me.
No.
That's not how
I didn't say we under 90 at the end of the day. I said under 90 ever. It's under 90 paid.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's a very interesting time.
Also interesting is I saw where a couple of brothers found an incredibly rare Superman number one comic in their parents' attic, and it sold for $9.1 million.
Yeah.
It's the most expensive comic book ever. Holy cow.
Yeah, what's crazy is I did a story about the original, like, holy cow, the most expensive comic book ever, which was not this exact copy, but Superman number one. A 19-year-old kid in 1973 paid $1,801 for one, and it made national headlines. And now, you know, to see this version so perfect. Why is it always in an attic? Seems weird. Why is it everything's in an attic? You know,
it be the basement?
It looked perfect. I don't know. I guess it's a place where you don't touch things for a long time. Yeah, there's one story about a full sealed Millennium Falcon toy, and they found it, and the parents said, oh, we bought it for this kid's birthday party. Somehow it got up there, and we, you know, never went to the birthday party. And 30 years later, it's still sealed. You know, and then you sell it for $45,000.
Wow. Yeah. I think people used attics more when we were younger. They've gone out of vogue. Those stairs that
Agreed.
Fold down from the ceiling, as seen in the iconic
no one wants
scene
to go on
in Christmas
things.
Vacation. You know, like that was a place your parents would store boxes of stuff. And we're too lazy now, or home builders don't make those attics anymore. Not a great place to store stuff of any value, but they are found from time to time. Speaking of rare finds, and this is not news, this is a while back. I'm sure you're aware of the E.T. video game that they went through a landfill in New Mexico to try to find, because they believed that it existed there and it would be worth quite a bit of money if they were able to dig it up.
Okay, it's like the guy who lost his Bitcoin code and tried to buy the entire landfill.
The dump.
You know, and they didn't let him go through it. Yeah, listen, I mean, I always remind people, the only reason why things are valuable today is because people threw them out in the past. If everyone's mother didn't throw their cards out, well, then we wouldn't be in the situation where we are today. So everyone says, yeah, it's a shame my mother threw the cards out. But, you know, most mothers did.
Yeah, yeah, and rightfully so. So on the sports front, you are great at collecting game tickets And that's something that's harder now because of the digital age. Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to try to collect a game ticket to a sporting event now in 2025, is there a way to do that given we're living in this Ticketmaster StubHub hell?
Well, the Washington Capitals just started doing this year, and probably because of Ovechkin, but we actually convinced them to do it, to have an actual ticket. However, you know, your best chance is to, you know, say you're, hopefully if you're 90 years old and say, I don't have a phone, and go to the box office or get a grandma to do that. That's probably your best bet.
But they don't print actual game tickets for many sporting events, do they?
Yeah, and you know what? The dirty secret is they're not really getting that much great data from you scanning in. They're not.
They aren't?
And they're taking, not that much. Who's going? Okay, well, I mean, the only reason they really want to do it is if you're a season ticket holder and they want to know if you're scalping and yeah. If someone else entered, how many times you're transferring the tickets. But when you think about what the added value is, you know, I think it goes a long way to give that to fans. But it is almost like the airline food argument where, you know, we didn't talk about airline food, and then all of a sudden they started charging for it, and we complained about it, and now they're like, where's our airline food? You know, people want the tickets, though. And it's not only if there's a great moment, right? It's not about being a moment. It's also, hey, what time is your first game with your grandchild or your son? Or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be what happens on the field. It could be special just to be special.
Yeah, some of your concert tickets, Darren, are the most gobsmacking that you've put online on your social media, where it's like, here's a ticket for, you know, insert three iconic bands now that weren't really well known, and the ticket price was $12 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, you try to go as early as you can, you know. I'm bidding right now on a Bruce Springsteen poster, which is the lowest I'd ever seen. It was right after Steel Mill, but as it was the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, and it was in Rutgers in 1971 in a 100-seat hall, so it didn't make the auditorium or anything, and it was for $1.
$1? To see the Boss.
To see the Boss and two other bands, yeah.
$1. Must be nice. All right, before I let you go, stadium food. You love to show people what certain stadiums are now offering as food items. I would call them stadium food Frankenfood because they're over the top, incredible, gluttonous. My only question is, do you enjoy sampling those stadium Frankenfoods, or is it just a curiosity to you, like, hey, look what they're serving up at Fenway this summer?
I like reporting on it. I like more to stay under 200 pounds, so I try to eat them over a garbage can and have one bite and then throw it out right away.
Most of them are disgusting. They're so over the top. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what I think is a shame of today's influencers, you know, I could have been the original, I could be covering food for $750,000 a year if I continued with my food influencer kind of thing. But, you know, some of these people are just, you know, they don't even eat it or review it. And they say, some people are saying this is the best because they're getting paid. They're getting paid to say that. And
some,
you know,
people
and
say it's the best cheeseburger ever made. You
exactly.
Be the judge.
And I'm like, what? And it's all just advertising, which, by the way, is violating FTC rules. And these people should actually be forced to say sponsor or ad or whatever. But of course not. So the one thing I'm proud of is everything that is put in front of me, I try.
Okay. So you give it a shot at least.
Yes.
All right. Very good. It's a great follow. Follow Darren on social media, on X or Twitter, at Collect or at Darren Revell, DarrenRovell. Darren, never stop doing what you're doing. I love following your stuff. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Steve.
There you go. Darren Revell from Collect Media. Final segment. Ohio State is in firm command right now. The snow is picking up further. It looks beautiful. And if you're a Buckeye fan like John Keim, our friend who covers the Commanders, you are very happy right now. Game ain't over yet, but it doesn't look like Michigan can do much against this Buckeyes team this year. Final segment, Sports Saturday, coming up next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.